This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 14th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a bright and sunny day across much of Israel. Temperatures are pleasantly warm in Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is enjoying some mild breezes. It's a great day to be outside and enjoy the weather. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli air raid in Beirut will not go unanswered, warns an Iranian general. This comes just in from JNS. Also, towards missiles from Iran, reports of attacks in Dahiyeh, Beirut, with Israel stating it will not tolerate fire into its territory. Walla reports this in the last few minutes. Also this hour, IDF strikes against Hezbollah infrastructure in Beirut, hours before a US-Iran deal signing. This, according to the Jerusalem Post. Separately, despite a pronouncement from Trump, Iran signals no final decision made on a deal. Times of Israel reported earlier this hour. And finally, Iran fires missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. Axios brings us this report from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, posted just minutes ago that Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi stated regional security cannot be shaped by ignoring Iran. David Keyes, a political commentator, posted earlier today that friends should not let friends sign Iran deals. Aviva Klompas, a political analyst, summarized the situation, noting that while Trump announced a deal, Iran has not decided to sign, and Hezbollah's drone attacks triggered Israeli strikes. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Israeli air raid in Beirut, the IDF targeted Hezbollah sites in response to drone strikes on the Galilee. This, according to JNS, has escalated tensions with Iran, which vowed retaliation. The situation remains volatile, with implications for regional security. Turning to the reports from Dahiyeh, Beirut, the Prime Minister and Minister of Defense issued a joint message underscoring Israel's intolerance for attacks on its territory. As reported by Walla, this underlines the escalating conflict dynamics in the region. Civilians in these areas are facing increased risk. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports Iran's indecision on the U.S. deal. Despite Trump's statements, Iran maintains no final agreement is in place. The Qatari delegation's visit to Tehran aims to finalize terms. This uncertainty could impact future negotiations and regional stability. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports a comeback for the Israeli fighter jet. After being grounded for 30 years, it returns to service in Sri Lanka, with upgrades. It's also still in use in Colombia, highlighting Israel's continued influence in defense technology. Separately, from Globes, a variety of recent real estate transactions have occurred across Israel. Deals in cities like Jerusalem and Givatayim showcase a dynamic housing market. This reflects ongoing demand and investment in Israeli real estate. And finally, Meta's platforms, including Facebook and Instagram, suffered a widespread outage. As reported by CTech, users worldwide faced disruptions. This incident raises questions about the reliability of these essential communication tools. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.